From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. It now appears the man authorities say killed four Marines and wounded a number of others briefly worked at an Ohio nuclear plant. However, officials say 24-year-old Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz was only on the job a short while. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports officials are still looking for a motive in yesterday's shootings.
Investigators still aren't sure what motivated 24-year-old Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz. They say they have no indication that he was inspired or directed by anyone other than himself. And that's meaningful because typically in these kinds of cases, the connections between, say, the self-proclaimed Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, they begin to reveal themselves pretty early in the process. And so far, that hasn't happened.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Officials say Abdulaziz is believed to have been killed by police gunfire. Authorities for now are still treating the case as a terrorism investigation. In Iraq, a car bomb that killed at least 80 people who were celebrating the end of Ramadan is still being investigated. Susanna George reports while no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, the so-called Islamic State has carried out similar bombings in the area.
Amateur video shows dazed civilians wandering through destroyed streets and buildings. The attack targeted a busy market in Khan Banisad, just northeast of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, full of residents celebrating Eid, the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Local officials have ordered all parks closed for the rest of the holiday in an attempt to avoid more attacks. One of the deadliest single attacks in the past year, this comes as Iraqi government forces are making little progress in an offensive on ISIS strongholds in Anbar. For NPR News, I'm Susanna George in Iraq.
President Obama met today with the Saudi foreign minister at the White House to discuss the deal reached between the U.S. and a number of other nations and Iran regarding that country's disputed nuclear program. According to the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said today's meeting occurred at the request of Saudi King Salman, who spoke with President Obama earlier in the week.
As a result of that request, the president did sit down and have a discussion with the Saudi foreign minister, Adel Al-Jubeir, to discuss a range of regional and bilateral issues, including the recent historic agreement that was announced this week.
Saudi Arabia is one of the Gulf nations wary of the nuclear accord. President Obama has repeatedly said he believes the deal is the best chance to slow down any efforts on the part of Iran to build nuclear weapons. Builders were breaking ground on new single-family homes and apartments last month at the fastest pace in nearly 28 years, a sign more people may be jumping into the housing market with interest rates expected to rise later in the year. Commerce Department says housing starts last month rose 9.8%. A mixed end of the week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 33 points today to close at 18,086. The NASDAQ was up 46 points. The S&P 500 rose 2 points. This is NPR. Mexico's government is now confirming the U.S. had filed an extradition request for jailed drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman just 2.5 weeks before his escape from a high-security prison. The Office of Mexico's Attorney General issuing a statement this week saying congressional committees were informed of the request on June 25th. Guzman escaped July 11th from a facility through a mile-long tunnel that ended in the shower area of his cell. The nation's oldest living veteran paid a visit to the White House today. NPR Scott Horsley reports President Obama paid tribute to former Army Private Emma Didlake, who's 110 years old.
Didlake served in the Women's Army Auxiliary during World War II, acting as a stateside driver for about 7 months in 1943. President Obama played host to Didlake in the Oval Office, noting she served the country with distinction and honor.
It's a great reminder of not only the sacrifices that the greatest generation made on our behalf, but also the kind of trailblazing that our women veterans made.
Didlake lives in Detroit. She came to Washington with her granddaughter aboard one of the honor flights that carry aging veterans to the Capitol to visit the nation's monuments to their service. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A scientist downloaded and analyzed more data being sent back to Earth by the New Horizons spacecraft that passed Pluto this week. They say they are learning a great deal. Today, the team revealed some close-up photos of frozen plains next door to rugged mountains of water ice. Beautiful eye candy is how one scientist described the pictures coming from 3 billion miles away. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.